Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Okay, now. Doja Cat. Woman. That's how the album opens up. Planet Hurt, man. Go get it. We playing Laura Never Loses. Next. Go, 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 go. Woman, woman, woman. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, good morning. We are here today for a good time. The last day of the heat wave.
Oh, it breaks tomorrow?
Yeah, they said today's the last day, but it's going to feel like 100 plus. More air conditioners for the people.
Let me tell you something people love to talk about, no matter what happens in life. That hot weather, boy. People will talk about yesterday.
Well, bad weather of any kind.
Yeah, it's true. Any weather. Just any weather. But yesterday, the amount of conversation about you feel that heat? It's hot. It's hot. Like it was hot, but we've all experienced it before.
Yeah.
But you can't help but talk about it.
Because it's all around you. It's all encompassing, that heat. You can't hide.
I this year figured out the system, though. I have window units as well, and I keep them on in different rooms, but I always have the money saver button pressed. You know, the money saver button turns it on and off.
Yeah.
But I leave them on all the time, but with the money saver on all the time.
Okay.
You get that rotation going.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy's on to something. He's a money saver.
I'm a money saver.
Christine, good morning. You ready for Laura Never Loses? Christine?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Where you at? What are you doing? You getting out of your car? You going to
Where
work?
You
getting
at?
In your car? What's popping?
Just getting to work.
What do you do?
I work in surgery.
Oh.
What kind of surgery?
Today, I think I'm doing orthopedic surgery. So pretty much knee scopes are off.
I've had four of those.
Yeah, you're right up Ebro's alley.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had like three or four knee scopes, one on my right and two on my left. And then I also had almost like a knee replacement, but it was a cadaver. So somebody didn't need their knee anymore. So I was like, let me get that. And they fused that person's bones in with my bones.
You got someone else's knee?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that.
That's good money, though.
Say again, Christine?
That's good money. That knee will last your lifetime.
Yo, so when I got the knee, they said they didn't know anybody that had had a knee like mine longer than like 12 years. So they were like, we'll see how long this lasts.
Yeah, you're young. You got this.
But yeah, because I was under 50, they were like, we're not going to give you a titanium knee yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll hold that. You hold that for when you're like 65. Come back and see us.
Hold this one for now.
You know what I mean? Bruce, what's going on out here, man?
What's up? What's up, Ebro?
Hey, man, where you at right now? What are you doing?
I'm home because school is over. This is your school librarian.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the school librarians.
No, that's right.
That's right. So, shout out to them.
Y'all still owe me two songs.
Oh, my Lord.
And then I can replace them.
What songs were they again, Bruce? Remind us.
Say again?
What songs were they?
I'm not going to go for those because y'all ain't got them. Y'all ain't got no soul music.
Yeah, he kept asking for
something in Serato.
Something in deep parts of France or something. But it had millions and millions of views. I listened to it.
Right. Deep parts of France. Well, we'll get back to you then, Bruce.
It's Paying Black Girls and I think I said Ari Lennox.
Good morning.
Paying Black Girls, that's from UK.
Yes.
He's in the Euro draft. Yeah.
So, Paintings.
I know. In case I don't win, can I give my school graduates a shout out?
Well, nah, you wasted all your time talking about music. You should have been focused.
You could have shouted them out when you got on.
That could have been your priority, but you wanted to prioritize Paintings.
I thought I was doing a 5-minute radio show.
Nah,
that's
man.
That's what it felt like.
Nah, man. Christine, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
Laura Styles.
All right, 6 seconds Laura on the clock. Shani with the questions. We got giveaways.
We do. We have, you can win your way into our exclusive 4th of July rooftop barbecue featuring Brooklyn's own Young Devin. Mm. And everyone who attends will get a chance to win Summer Jam tickets. Music by DJ Drewski, and it's all made hot by Long Island Chef Lamar.
Yo, DJ Drewski's going to be on that Summer Jam stage. It's going to be a competition of white DJs. Drewski versus Rosenberg. White on white crime.
Oh, my God. Completely
at the
different.
Festival.
I'm gonna come out there and talk that ish.
You know what I mean?
I had to think of what to do. I got to hit Drewski with like a Prodigy on the Summer Jam screen moment.
Yeah,
I got to talk to Syfe, dig up some pictures.
Exactly.
I got you guys. I got you.
You
got
to body that guy. He's trying to come for the white DJ slot.
And well, in some ways, he already took it.
All right, here we go. It's time for Laura Never Lose It.
All right, here we go.
Okay, who were the two latest in to battle?
Ebro. Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
That is correct.
That was rough.
In the movie Finding Nemo, what kind of fish is Nemo?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Clownfish.
That is correct. Who won a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Laura. At the BET Awards, Queen Latifah.
Where we at? Where
That's
we
correct.
At?
What is a group of lions called?
Laura.
Ebro.
Pride.
A pride is true. Which actor is finally getting an Oscar?
Laura. I know.
Pete, who was that?
I think it was Ebro by a second.
Okay.
Finally getting an Oscar.
3, 2, 1.
And I don't know. I read it, but I'm blank.
Which actor is finally getting an Oscar this year, even though it is honorary?
Samuel Jackson.
That is correct. Which collective of countries has a flag called the Union? Ebro.
This is big.
3, 2, 1.
European Union.
Finish the question.
EU.
Correct or no? Did he win?
He said the European Union.
No.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Which country?
Which collective of countries has a flag called the Union Jack?
Oh.
The UK.
The UK.
Ooh, yeah. Laura sneaks in for the tie.
Game.
Oh, my lord. Okay.
Your man is going to want his shout-outs, maybe.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man. Bruce the Librarian. This is big.
Okay. What are the four parts of an EGOT?
Laura.
I think it was Ebro.
Okay.
Ebro.
Fine.
Emmy. Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Wow.
Big man. Yo, bro. Yo, Christine, man. Fix some knees up good, man. Help somebody out with some knees, man. The knees is brittle out here. We love you, Christine. She's out of here while she bang. Bruce, the librarian. Shout out your school.
Yeah, so congratulations to the graduates of class of 2021, yeah. Central Park East High School. They did it. They went through a whole lot. They lost a lot. I wanted to give a shout out to the safety agents at the school, Sergeant Francis, Agent Murray, Agent Robeson, and Agent Arocho.
There you go. Bruce the librarian, man.
And please, can y'all do one thing for me?
We just did
like 20 things.
I know y'all giving love to Giveon, but because y'all play The Beach, because that's more of a hip-hop sounding song than the Heartbreak one.
Yo, this dude
here. Yo, man, people like Heartbreak, man. What do you want from us,
I know,
man?
But y'all let a hip-hop station playing a slow song, and that don't
Yo,
really
man, work. Listen, that joint fire, man.
I know it is.
Bro.
I'm Mr. Soul Music.
Bruce, a.k.a. Mr. Soul Music. We love you. Take care.
Mr. Soul Music.
Bye, Laura, Bruce. What you got coming up?
Coming up in Flashing Lights, I'll let you know what two legends are battling it out at the next Versus.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Let's go.
Got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Very exciting. The next verses will go down with two legends, Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat.
Oh, that's my zone. I live this, people.
Wow.
This is big for Ebro.
Yo, I live, yo. Yo.
So listen. This battle, listen, will be taking place on Thursday, July 1st during Essence Virtual Festival Experience.
Yo, listen, man. When Bobby Brown left the group, it was controversial. You know what I'm saying? I was there. I remember when Popcorn Love came out. Y'all don't know nothing about Popcorn Love.
Nope, I do not remember.
That's before Candy Girl.
I don't know Popcorn Love.
I thought it was, by the way, it sounded like an old school dude's name. You know my man, Popcorn Love? Hey, how y'all not gonna let Popcorn Love in the club?
Bro, he got everything.
Yo, when that Make It Last Forever came out, though, when that Teddy Riley Keep Sweat I Wanna dropped.
No, this is gonna be the old this man is, vibes.
Yo, listen, 40 plus, this is our zone.
But how about 43 plus?
You might be right.
Listen, I'm going to be excited, especially about the Bobby stuff. But that Keith stuff, for real, is going to be a 45 to 50.
It's a little older, huh? Slightly. It's mostly slow. That's another thing, too. Like, if you wasn't in the slow jams like that, Keith Sweat's one of the slow jam kings. Yep. That's what he does.
A lot of gangsters been driving around listening to Keith Sweat.
Of course.
100%.
Of course. So, yeah, man, I'm excited.
Shawnee, you excited this year vibe?
Yeah, I think this is, you know, even though I was like in kindergarten, first grade, elementary school, I grew up on all of these. You know what I'm saying? My siblings were older than me, so this was rocking in the crib. Heavy. So, Keith Sweat, yes. Bobby Brown, yes.
It should be a lot of fun. This is Thursday night.
Thursday, July 1st. Yep. A shout out to Essence. It's part of the virtual festival experience.
I wish y'all gave us more notice, man. This is one of those things you need to plan for.
Yeah. Did they hit this as a quick surprise?
I'm going to get like a silk shirt. You know what I'm saying? Some like pants with the crease in it.
Nah, rayon.
Well, you have no time because it's was tomorrow.
The fabric, man. Rayon was the fabric, man.
Rayon was the fabric.
But it looks silky.
It does look silky.
Right. But it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
And you could get two shirts for $99.
But nice.
I'm gonna get two for $99. You can get two full suits back then.
What should I eat?
At Oak Tree. What should I eat? $99.
What should you eat during the battle?
Yeah, I'm just trying to reminisce. I want to be in the energy.
Well, you know, Shawnee, you were like 8 years old at the time, so you probably want to have like Pez.
Yeah.
Pez.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, what should I eat?
Oh my God, that's your flashing light support. The time is 7:03. Today is going to be hot again. A high of 97 degrees.
Yikes.
Alternate side parking rules.
It's going to feel over 100, though. We're giving away ACs. And back to Keep Sweating Bobby Brown. But what we should be drinking is, if you old school, that Paul Masson. You know what I'm saying? That E&J.
Yeah. Oh. But get mine.
E&J.
Disgusting. WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Ebro in the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, Hot 97.
You heard me. Don't
budge me. Is it wanting too much that I want a remix with Stiles P and Faro on the song also?
They already did that.
The original.
It already happened. Just take it. Just take their verses and just, you know, extend this one. Now, it would be fire, though. Shout out to Cole.
If they went back and forth on a third verse, Stiles and Faro.
Crazy. You want the old ish by the old album, man.
Congratulations. Damn. You played yourself.
All that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Yo, you don't believe in climate change.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It was 115 degrees in Portland, Oregon. They've never in ever in history. It's never, it isn't even like, oh, in 1920s this happened.
It's never ever.
It's never happened.
Yeah, it's Seattle, so wild. I saw our girl Lo Radio.
Shout to Lo.
Lo posted, you know, like, I've seen this before, but I've never really seen anyone I know do it. You know, like, can I fry an egg on the sidewalk situation?
Yeah.
And that egg was frying.
Mm-mm.
In the skillet, frying.
In the skillet?
Yep. Yes.
She put it on the ground?
Oh, she put the skillet on the ground, egg in it, and fried it up. Y'all don't believe in climate change, eh?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, who's the people that don't believe in it?
They're out there.
Oh, right.
They're out there. They're also not vaccinated.
I knew that.
Why are you trying to get out of here?
No, I'm just saying, on the Venn diagram of not believing, climate change deniers and anti-vaxxers are in the same. That's where there's an overlap.
They sometimes overlap.
Sometimes. Not always.
Sometimes.
Not always. Not right, always.
Right, right.
More often than not.
That's hilarious.
Yo, also, speaking of vaccines, though, and people getting them or not getting them. I screenshot this yesterday. On Thursday, the Associated Press reported that fully vaccinated adults account for only 0.8% of the virus deaths last month. 0.8. So that's about 150 people out of 18,000 overall.
Were vaccinated
and still died. Similarly, fully vaccinated persons made up only 0.1%. of the 853,000 COVID-19 related hospitalizations in the United States. So based on those numbers and what they told us about the 93%, 95%.
It fits about right.
It's better than what they anticipated.
Well, and now they're saying that Moderna and Pfizer vaccines might be good for several years.
Oh, I hope so.
I saw that headline too, where they're saying if you took the vax, you're good for a while. So they're watching that. They don't know yet because we haven't. It hasn't happened yet.
But there are also places right now that are shutting down in the world again, too.
Yes. That's happening.
Israel's in a rough spot.
Thailand's in a rough spot.
Australia's
too.
In a rough spot.
Yep.
So, like,
the UK is getting hit, that Delta variant.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Hey, Japan is not doing good either.
Yep.
Even though the Olympics are still rocking.
We could get smacked again, and it'll be amazing. Now that you're seeing everyone finally, like, letting go.
Yeah.
You thought people were resistant to masks and staying home last time?
Mm-hmm.
If it comes and hits us again after 2 months of outside.
Well, and some of the most MAGA supporting anti-vax places like Staten Island, their infection rate is up.
Yeah.
You can look right now. They're up at like 2%.
Yep.
While the rest of us are like, the rest of the city is like 0.5. But these are, once again, and even in some of the Hasidic areas, you're seeing escalation because these are anti-vax.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what's on your list today?
When you get in your jail?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
I'm halfway there.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
let's just real quietly.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shawty, well done. That was deserved.
So, This is not really in your world, but I think it's a conversation piece. We're going to start off with Madonna. Now, we talked about Lil Nas X doing his kiss on stage at the BET Awards with another guy, and everybody was like, oh, my God. So Madonna...
I thought people would be more, oh, my God, to be honest with you. I was kind of impressed by the BET audience.
Yo, can I tell you something? The only reason I even knew that people were upset was because of this show.
Yeah, me too. I didn't see...
And Lil Nas X saying that people were upset.
Yeah, and I saw him, like, retweeting and answering and clapping back at certain people.
I went on Twitter, though, to look. I was like, oh, people had to be upset about this, and I didn't see it. But anyways, keep going. People were upset.
So Madonna posted, like, a little split photo of Lil Nas X's kiss on top and her with Britney Spears and with like hashtag Madonna did it first. I'm like, Madonna, two pop stars, two white women kissing on stage is nothing like a gay black man sharing a kiss on stage.
On a black award show.
You can't even compare.
Oh, so you want to give Madonna...
Yes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You know how nuts that sounds?
And I think Madonna thinks this has something to do with Soulja Boy. That's why she said I did it first. Because that's Soulja Boy's line. She thinks that's...
Madonna is so...
Congratulations.
Come on.
You played yourself.
She's so in on trying to be down with the current scene. It's so weird. She probably really is up on the Soulja Boy-ish. Like, she
is. She's on social media for
she's
sure.
She's that.
And she has a little young boyfriend.
Her young boyfriend, the way they're up watching the gram at night.
Madonna got a little young thing.
Oh, yes.
He stays with one.
Though. He's like 28.
He's 28.
What? Wow. Yo, can you imagine?
28?
Yo, can you imagine? Real quick, what was it like when that dude called his parents? It was like, guys, I met someone. And they were like, oh, who is it? You may be familiar with her. Her name's Madonna. Her parents were like,
it was like that, just like my favorite singer.
Yeah, she's 60.
She's 60.
She is. She's older than me.
Good for her, though. I mean, let her live. You know, let her be happy. But that, I thought it was too petty. I was like, you can't compare.
Stop.
It's not the same thing.
I enjoyed the Madonna Britney one significantly more, but it was not as risky as this one.
You know, no matter if it's guy or girl, a 60-year-old with anybody under 40, or excuse me, 35, always looks bananas to me.
Yeah, 60 and under 35 is a...
When it's a 60-year-old and a 28-year-old...
Congratulations.
In all fairness, though, with Madonna's work that she's had done, she looks like 40, like a weird 45-year-old. So, it's okay.
Yo, Rosenberg, what you got today?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
Yo, I just saw this. It says, fans outraged as Howard Stern's summer off occurs after $500 million XM deal.
What?
Howard signed a new $500 million deal with Sirius XM. Mm. Which, by the way, real quick, people don't understand the whole $500 million deal. That's always super loaded. That's the entire show.
That's everybody's salary, the studio operation, everything.
It's still a lot of money.
No, listen, he's still walking with a couple hundred million, there's no doubt.
That's right. Just
to be clear, it's not 500. Anyways, supposedly, and this is the New York Post, you know, they'll just reach and look for a random comment on YouTube to validate their story. Fans are upset and protesting, saying, I pay $20 a month for Sirius XM. I'm not paying $40 this summer for reruns. Yo, hit the button, man.
Congratulations.
First,
y'all canceling? I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. You've been following Howard for this long. You know he takes crazy long summer breaks. This is what he does. And you really are threatening to cancel. I want to see you do it or give yourself the button. Because it's just talk. And if you didn't know that Howard Stern was going to take a long-ass vacation, you've been following him this long, and they were like, he just cares about things like spending time with his wife and taking care of animals. Are you really complaining about that? Let the man live. He's 70 years old, for God's sake.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
People love a little social media outrage, man. Why not? Where else can you go and just scream? Right. Into the ethos.
I do it all the time. And there are outlets that will pick it up and be like, a lot of people are saying. Commenter Maggie315 says.
Maggie315 got her voice popping out here. Shout out to Maggie315. I'm sure that somebody's got their hand.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Cass Warren, son.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I've hit the wall now. It's time.
With this song?
Yeah.
Me too.
It is...
Not me.
It's going to be the song of the summer.
What? Please no.
You don't think it's gonna rock all summer?
No, it's rock. It's already. It's forever. The song is forever.
The song's forever.
So summer included.
Summer included.
Yeah.
But like if you just hit the wall.
But if you really want to have a convo about song of the summer, you know what it is. Hold up, Cass. Hold up, Cass. Wheel of Tune.
Which one is it?
Tems and WizKid, Essence.
Oh, yes.
That's the song of the summer.
That's a cool song. I think cool? The other song is the song of the summer, though.
Wait, you think Soul Sonic?
No.
Soul Sonic already.
No. Yalis.
You think Capella Gray is going to outlast this WizKid Tim? Well,
here in New York? Yes. Well, yeah. No, we're talking worldwide.
We're biased in New York. You just changed, moved the goalpost on the whole conversation.
Well, if you talk about worldwide, you think this is going to be bigger than Bruno Mars?
No, I'm saying this is the song of the summer. The summer just began.
This right here gonna rock.
I don't. Song of the summer.
I don't know if it's gonna be the song
of the
summer.
It's a great vibe.
This is gonna rock. Shout out to Africa, yo.
Shout out to Capella Gray too. He from the Bronx. He got a big tune. Just got his deal too, I heard. Yo, people are crazy, man. That's what happens, man.
I didn't know what to say.
People get caught in a bubble, and they just don't believe what's happening in the rest of the world. We're talking about COVID deniers. There's people out here who legit are like, COVID does not exist.
Still.
I can't.
Listen, I understand everyone having different views, and I understand people who choose not to get the vaccine. I may disagree, but I totally get it. I don't dislike people or have any animosity. When you hit me with the vaccine is killing people... Not that it hasn't killed anyone, by the way, but that's what it's the main thing it's doing is killing people.
Right.
And number two, why get the vaccine? Because it's supposedly for something that's not real anyway. We're now into a space of such level of conspiracy that it's just hard for me to have a conversation with you. And where are you getting all the information? They say, and they'll tell you, I'm just doing the research. And I'm like, but which research are you doing?
Well, where are you getting it? What is your source?
From Mr. Conspiracy Theory on IG.
There's a lot of doctors out there that actually have said contrasting views to like a Dr. Fauci or mainstream media.
But how many are saying that not only is the vaccine likely to kill you, but that also COVID's not real? Which doctors are saying that?
There are some that are saying that.
That the COVID's not real?
No, not that it's not real. It's hard to explain.
Now, are these doctors like doctors that write book doctors, or doctors that actually like are doctors who work at a hospital doctor?
Like real doctors. There's a doctor, Veet Van Gogh. I gotta find this. I forget his name.
If you have to find the doctor,
no. Well, a lot of stuff is being suppressed, and I'm not jumping into. I don't want to.
You're not going.
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil. See, and then you make a mockery, and then
what about Dr. Octagon?
No, Ebro, what was the dude who does like all the IG videos, the love videos, who got like there's all these dudes on you know, doctors of love on Instagram.
Dr. Drew.
He was a doctor.
Dr. Phil, Dr. Drew, both they were definitely anti-vax and anti-COVID.
And Dr. Drew
had to apologize.
Yeah, and Dr. Drew definitely got COVID pretty bad.
And then it was like, oh, wait, it is real. My bad.
I'm trying to find his name.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Hey, call right now. 800-223.
Dr. Griet van den Boos.
What? Oh,
sounds
reliable, man.
Yeah, he is especially a virologist. With a foreign
name. That's right.
Griet van den Boos.
He says that COVID doesn't exist?
No, he's saying that this vaccine is a major, major problem. And he's worked for the government. He's worked for Bill Gates. He's worked for... who is this? He's got a long resume, a strong resume.
Bill Gates. He's going against Bill Gates? But I thought Bill Gates was on the bad side.
We're not twisting it. I'm just telling you a credible doctor.
I did just hear of someone, though, relatively young, who died after getting the vaccine.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's not one size fits all. And I think that's what people are really pushing. Because the agenda is... Just take it, everybody.
Yes.
And it's not one size fits all. Everybody's body chemistry is the same. They're not really telling you the things that could potentially go wrong.
It's like public school. It's one size fits most.
Right. Well, and it's we had a decision as a country to decide if we're going to try to get this thing back on the tracks, because if we can't, we can't handle the level of depression that would happen if the country falls apart. So we're going with the vaccine, and we're telling everyone to do the vaccine. And they knew within that some of y'all ain't going to make it.
But that's why they said, right, it was only like, what, 90, what was the numbers, 92, 95% effective. So if you fall in that 5%.
They were aware of that.
Right.
And we, so were we. When I took it, I'm aware. I knew there was a chance I could be the one.
Yo, and you took the J&J.
And I took the J&J. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. And the thing is, right, because they're not really explaining all the precautions, that's why some people are pushing back to say, look, well, let's see what happens.
Well,
and
they
they're
like, don't see what happens. They can't even explain what they haven't lived through yet.
But right? I also truly believe you as a person, it is your duty to do the research.
Right. But most people are not.
Well, that's their problem.
Anybody who's pulling up to the vaccine spots are not asking all the questions.
Well, but
and the doctors don't even have all the answers who are giving it to you.
But neither do all the people who you're reading and saying that have other things. They don't have all the answers either.
Right. So it's like, well,
everyone has some of the answers.
Until what, 2022 sometime?
October 2022, the trials are over. Because right now, everything is still just a trial. And when you call up with symptoms and you say, like, I'm having a reaction, they say, all right, and they mark it down. And we really can't tell you much because we don't have much information.
Right. My brother's arm has definitely hurt since he got his shot 2 months ago.
And all they can do is write it down.
That's it?
No, they told him to take some Tylenol.
And numb the pain, right? We'll stay on cue with that.
Mine did too, and it went away.
Yo, yours went away?
Yeah, I had like a little bit of a pain, and it took some Tylenol, and that was good.
My brother almost died. He took the vax. He'd been strong, solid, and he almost died. So...
But he took the vax after he almost died.
That's right. He almost died out here, took the vax. All the people in my family that have, you know, are older, over 50, vaxed up. Anybody that's got a health problem is young, vaxed up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Listen,
it's definitely, I think, something that people need to monitor. And you got to know your body. I think what we learned from COVID is most people, well, let me not say most, too many don't know their own body.
Right. For sure.
They don't know what an immune system is. Mm-hmm. They don't know how an immune system works.
Right.
They ain't been to the doctor.
Right.
They be like, yo, I work out every day, man. I could bench 400 pounds. Right.
When was the last time you had a physical? Never. Or when I was 18.
Eating mad burgers and just mucus forming foods, but you can lift up a car.
Right.
Your immune system will be weak. Phlegm can get in your lungs. Inflammation of your heart.
Phlegm talk.
Yo, because this is what the COVID is about, inflammation of your lungs. Inflammation is the mucus. The mucus buildup, regardless of how strong you are, will affect your breathing.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, I've told you this before, Shani. Not everybody has the discipline to eat the way that you do.
Well, you're nuts, Shani, and berries Shani all wants day. You to know where you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sooner than people who do eat foods that are, you know, better for their body.
Now, Shani, question for you. Tough question. If you did not eat the way that you eat, mm-hmm. and first of all, you're naturally a thin, in shape kind of guy.
Right.
You eat really healthy. Take care of yourself. If you weren't willing to do that, would you recommend someone get the vaccine? If they weren't willing to take the precautions themselves to protect themselves?
If they were smokers.
Anybody who's just being lazy about life and was mindful of going in their body, I would still say just, I don't know, it's hard. I would say take the precaution and do the research. I wouldn't say jump in the deep water, even if you like are horrible at it.
So you're saying you wouldn't suggest they take the vaccine is what you're saying?
No, I would say even if you're horrible at everything, I wouldn't say, well, go for the quick fix. I would say try to fix your system naturally if you can.
You just said they're horrible at everything. I think our medical community in this country knows that many people are horrible at
discipline.
And so they're like, listen, if we're going to keep people alive, we got to play the odds here.
So everybody,
and we can keep more people alive if people get vaccinated, because vaccines for a long time, inoculating people since ancient times, has worked, right?
What's the chance this city could exist as we know it today without inoculations?
You would have all type of outbreaks. You know how many outbreaks you would have? You would have
measles. New York City would not exist.
No, absolutely not.
It only exists because of
everything. Yeah. You know how many things there are out here that we've been protected from vaccines, bro? We would be,
hepatitis.
Decimated. Right.
Well, I think there's also a thing, anti-vax thing makes it think like you're against all of them.
Right, and but this one specifically, it's because it's new.
This is new, they don't know what's going on, and it's still in a trial. So people are hesitant.
And again, and like Rosenberg said, I get that. But for a lot of people, you got to protect yourself, or you about to get...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
DJ John's in a row. Oh, man. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John. DJ John. Yo, John, what's poppin'?
Yo, I'm here. Yo.
I think this is Lloydy. Is that how you say your name, Lloydy?
Yes, it is. It's Lloydy.
You're such a nice Lloydy.
What a beautiful Lloydy.
I'm so nervous. I can't believe I'm in the video with you guys.
Oh, Lloydy, don't be nervous. You're a beautiful Lloydy. What is Lloydy? Is Lloydy short for something?
It's actually Lloyda. That was like my mom actually named me Lloydy, but the doctor in Guatemala put Lloyda, and she Guatemala. Didn't see it until like 3 months later. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Guate.
Guate in the building.
Every time you say that in the radio and I hear you say that, I crack up for you.
Guate. All right, listen, Lloydy. Answer your fellow Guatemalans question super quick so you can get at these. What, DJ John, what do we have?
Summer Jam 2021. Summer Jam. Baby.
Let's go.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The post-pandemic Summer Jam.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Here we go.
Focus.
Laura Staff.
I want you to win these tickets. So can you tell us who was Bobby Brown's famous ex-wife?
Ooh, there's so many.
Whitney Houston.
Boom.
Oh,
wow.
Hold
on. I rest the dead.
Hold on.
DJ John, can you tell us what is Bobby Brown's middle name?
I have it. Why not? You never said I couldn't. What? Say it again.
What's Bobby Brown's middle name?
See, you trying to distract me, Ebro.
Nope. You're out of time already. You lost.
Time out. Damn it. Beresford.
That was fun.
Wait, what is
Beresford?
Slow it down one more time.
Beresford.
Beresford.
Who's Beresford?
That's his middle name.
Beresford?
Beresford.
Beres.
Like Beres Hammond?
Yeah.
Wow.
Beresford. But Beresford.
I like Beres Hammond.
That must
better.
Be a family name. We got to look that up. Yo, Beresford. Lloydy.
Lloydy. You're Guatemala's going to be in the building at Summer Jam.
You at the Summer Jam, you will see Meek Mill, Migos, A Boogie.
And more.
And more, and friends.
And them.
And
I know,
them.
I've seen it.
Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel. It's going down in there. Saweetie.
And Rosenberg.
Yo, y'all saw Jack Harlow push up on Saweetie?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lloydy. Hang on 1 second.
We need to talk about this.
You saw Jack Harlow make that move on Saweetie on the red carpet at the BET Awards?
I think I'm annoyed at how big a story this is.
Why?
I'm trying to decide if the big story is simply because Saweetie was with Quavo. Is that why it's a big story?
Maybe.
It feels like there's a racial component to it of like,
well, can you believe?
Like, there's a lot.
Oh, well, you want to cover it in the flashing lights, Laura Stiles? Why not?
We
get to it right now.
Yeah.
Right now?
Why is Jack Harlow hollering at Sweetie on a red carpet, a big story.
Lights, lights, lights. Are you ready for the fashion light? The rest that's gonna put us on.
First of all, during the BET Awards, Sweetie was doing an interview and Jack Harlow was walking by, turns around, breaks his neck to see her. Obviously, see, she's gorgeous. It,
breaks his neck.
Fine. He was like, scared.
Can I, real quick, that picture was totally a plant. If you saw the behind the scenes of that picture, it was like a setup.
It really was, though. It really
completely
was
set up. But go ahead.
The video. Really, have you seen the video though?
Mm-hmm. I've seen everything.
Okay.
I was like, "Where's the story? There has to be something here." So I jumped in. Keep going, Laura.
No, but when you watch the video, he was just kind of introducing himself and wanted to meet her. That's
We got to give him more. I got to give him more.
All right,
props,
so go
than
ahead.
That. Well, no, he just. His game is strong in the clip. He comes up to her mid-interview and kicks game. He clearly is kicking game.
What
said,
did he say?
Hi. He said, "Hi, my name is Jack." She said, I know. Then they kind of had a moment of eye contact.
She's like, "Why is your hand shaking?" He's like, "My hand's not shaking. Why is your hand shaking?" Like, they just had a cute little flirtatious moment. By the way, why was Sweetie, why do we always know the first moment she meets a dude that she might be talking to? And we know about her relationship with Quavo from the first DM.
That's right.
We see her and Jack Harlow meet.
Well, it's a part of the fun. It's a
and
part of the marketing.
Even at the end
people.
Of the video, she tells the reporter, "Don't turn this into anything that's not."
No, that's actually the underrated best part of that video is at the end. She's doing an interview with the Shade Room, and she's like, "Don't be messy" to the Shade Room. She's like, "We're not messy," and she's like, "Really?
Yo, Shade Room. Where's my? You're a liar."
It's yeah,
funny.
I know.
It's
We're
funny.
Out of here.
So my question is just: is it, Cass? You said there are many reasons. What are the many reasons?
Well, there's a couple other levels. Well, people see Quavo and Jack Harlow, seen them together a couple of times. So it's like, is this a bro code violation?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they played ball together. They played in that 2-on-2 game together. And they beat. You know what I'm saying? So it's that part.
And what else?
Well, you know, I think that's the biggest part. It's more than just the black and white thing. I think it's just that's the biggest part.
So now let's removing the racial component from it. Once again, if a dude walked up to a woman while she's in the middle of a red carpet and introduced himself and clearly was, you know, interested, it would be a story of notable individuals.
I guess you're right. Yeah,
like
it's on
camera. on a red carpet, knowing you're on camera.
True.
Having a cute little moment.
You know what? You're right. That's actually a really good point.
And the other part of it, it's kind of like the nerd in high school ask the prom queen type vibe. I think so.
Jack Harlow is definitely not the nerd in high school. That's something
we need to get that out of our
head.
Well, but then I do believe there's a racial component to it too, because when a white dude walks up on a black girl and hollers at her, everybody's like,
And
if he's good at it. That's in regular life. And if he's smooth, too.
Right. If he's smooth with it.
Out the window.
Right.
So you add it all together and it's a big deal.
All right. You know what? I take it back. I think this should be a big deal. And I'm glad it's trending nonstop for the last 3 days.
Go ahead, Jack Harlow.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity hosts, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire, fire,
fire. Well, yeah. That's funny you say that because Adam Sandler has a new movie coming out with Queen Latifah. Nice. It's called Hustle, where Queen Latifah plays his wife.
Nice.
And people are saying that this is going to be something that's going to take it to another level. Like, they're saying that this movie is fantastic.
Well, what do you mean, though?
And it's produced by Sandler and LeBron James. So it's about a basketball player that's down on his luck. I think he's a scout, a basketball scout.
Sandler is?
Yeah.
That man loves him some basketball, boy.
Get him some basketball
in a movie.
So everyone's saying that this movie is going to be super, super, super dope.
Sandler and Latifah, that's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big combo. That.
And Sandler, what was the last movie I loved?
Uncut Gems was Uncut the last one he did.
Fire!
And what was that about again? Basketball.
Right.
I mean, it had a basketball component to it.
I mean, Kevin Garnett was one of the stars of the movie.
Kevin Garnett did his damn thing in that movie.
He did. He was really good.
All right, guys. Can we talk about this poo-shiesty situation? Because I just can't believe it. Like, Cass One sent me this link yesterday. So the feds have indicted poo-shiesty over allegedly shooting and a robbery of two men outside a hotel, right? But
and that's separate from the other incident.
So when it all comes down to it, the reason they basically got the evidence that they needed is because I guess during the robbery, they found a Louis Vuitton bag that fell out of the car and it contained $40,000 in cash. But they connected the serial number to the bills to an Instagram post that he did where he was flashing money and it's the same serial numbers.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, all that money that these cats are showing on the gram when they're putting it up to their head and throwing money and all of that, they're zooming in and getting those serial numbers and tracking how that money's being spent.
And it was also the same car, too. It's ridiculous.
Or if that money is at a crime scene in this situation.
Right. Wow. So we're looking at what could be a monstrous congrats.
Yes.
Super congrats. Well, and the whole robbery is crazy because him and his boys showed up to buy, I think, some weed and some high-end sneakers, and the whole thing turned into a shooting. So they met somebody in a hotel parking lot, according to the story.
To buy weed and sneakers.
To buy weed and some exclusives. And things went left somehow. And by the way, when they showed up to... Clearly, they had no intention of it going left. So that's another piece. Because they showed up in, like, multiple cars, like, I think, Rolls Royces and Ferraris. That they had rented cars, a McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly they showed up on some like, hey, we're just going to, and things went left.
Well, why do you say that? Why?
Because
does
who with intention of committing a crime would rent high-end expensive cars commit a crime?
Can I suggest something?
What?
I don't know that poo-shiesty and friends are thinking things through as clearly as you're giving them credit for. Who would throw money? Who would be so ridiculous and reckless with money on social media? Also,
well, no, but that's a common thing. The money they found at the crime scene was a Louis Vuitton bag that fell out of a car while they were all running away. It wasn't like they just left money at the scene. It was a duffel bag that fell out of $40,000. By the way,
so you're saying this turned into they went to go buy some stuff from someone, things went left, and it turned into a shootout because violence broke out.
That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like they went there intending for problems in this particular case.
I don't know, man. This generation, I wouldn't put it past anyone right now to do the dumbest thing possible in every set. Yo, Kodak Black was on a boat yesterday throwing $100,000 in the water.
Well, that's not illegal. That's just wild and stupid.
I'm just saying, I my bar these days is... I'm good, fam.
I think he went in after it and got it after the cameras turned off.
He sure.
I think they pulled out a net and was like, let's get this back.
That's your flashing light tip for the time. Is 802 high of 97 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
It's hot today, man. Over 100 is the real feel.
Yeah. Yesterday I saw 106.
Really?
As the real feel, yup.
Mm. So today is hotter than yesterday, but it is the last day of the heat wave. And in about 20 minutes, 15, 20, I'm going to give out some air conditioners.
Ooh.
Why not? That's what we do, man. There's a lot of people's houses. They don't have the multiple AC units. Sure. Yo, if you live in the Northwest, those houses have no AC. Zero. Like, when you hear, like, these heat temperatures in, like, Oregon and Seattle.
Yeah.
It might get into the 90s usually.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer. From July 4th through August. So you might have 6-7 weeks of like, okay, 90s.
Yeah.
People go outside, they do their thing, no big deal. Over 100, 115 before July 4th?
Crazy.
They have no ACs in the house.
Wow. Central air.
None of that, son. A lot of people. So we send, yo, man. I think there's also like, I think I read there was like 15 deaths up there because of the heat.
Really?
People at the emergency room because of the heat. Lines at the hospitals because of the heat. Yeah, man. So shout out to everybody dealing with the heat, man. Check on your loved ones. Check on the older folks, too, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Bonnie.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, my interview with Doja Cat drops today on Apple Music. You can check it out. If you got Apple Music, it's on there.
I'd like even more if we did an interview with Doja Cat. Is she coming up here? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
I think they're here. I think she's here.
I heard she was in town.
I'm so frustrated that when we interviewed Doja Cat, it was before her last album came out.
Mm.
And I literally did not know when that was one of those times when she's walking in the room and I'm like, who's this person? And you're like, Doja Cat, she's hot, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool.
I've been trying to put y'all on, man.
Thought she was so charming, but didn't know how talented she was. And like, I tweeted over the weekend, and I mean this. I think that when it comes to rapping ability, she is in the conversation of most talented rappers in the game. Now, that doesn't mean that she's making lots of rap songs, which is a point you made that you're right about. Right. She doesn't make enough rap songs.
She won't get credit with the real rap aficionados until she makes a rap album or makes rap songs, not just raps on a song.
And by the way, and a lot of people came at me. I didn't even think about this, of course. My comments were filled with people saying, like, basically, how dare you? You took a dump on Nicki when she put out Starships, and you got love for Doja Cat, she's a pop star.
Yeah, but once again, people are stupid because you weren't trashing Nicki's rapping ability. You didn't like a song.
And I didn't like the choice of that song. Doja Cat came out as a pop star. So it's a bonus for me that she's an awesome rapper.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
You're surprised.
It's not the same as someone who comes out as a rapper from Queens and makes a pop song. So people don't have enough attention span or thought to accept that.
Well, you're talking about intelligence and nuance and things that people, yeah, they're not.
But Doja, the way her ability to do different flows on her album, like she really, she has moments where I'm like, yo, this girl is nice. If she made an all rap album, I'd be very interested to hear what she did with it. But if you're into the pop thing, Laura, did you sit with the Doja Cat album yet?
I scanned through it and I really liked it.
Did you listen to Tyler yet?
Some, yeah.
So Doja got the first listen for you though, before Tyler. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you see, Doja Cat was at the Laura Jam.
Right.
Tyler didn't come to the Laura Jam.
Oh, and by the way, my household, my man is a big Tyler fan.
Listen, this Tyler album
big Tyler fan.
Crazy.
Yo,
and it might be number one next week.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
This week coming up.
It's already pacing, as it should be, too. Speaking of Tyler, you know, I often go and look at the charts, what's being streamed in New York City.
Yeah, this is like Ebro's birthday game. His is what's streaming in New York City.
I love it. I love it because I like to know what people are, because this is real
just
listening.
On Apple?
This is Apple Music post city charts. So for all the major cities around the world,
okay,
like you can look and see what's being streamed in Ghana. You can look in Nigeria, the UK, whatever. New York City's one of the cities. Capella Gray has been number one in New York City streaming on Apple Music for weeks, first of all. So let's get that out of the way. Bad Bunny's number two. But number three, What's Your Name? Tyler, the Creator. Yo, you got that What's Your Name ready?
I don't have Tyler's album clean.
Bro. What?
Yeah, he, I don't think they put out. I don't think they put out.
You got it over here.
You
type
do?
In Tyler. You have What's Your Name clean, Juanito? Yo,
you have it clean?
Yeah, Juanito's been on his game. There it is, right there. Boom. Run that All Tyler, right. the Creator, real quick.
Yo, you got Corso in there?
Exactly.
Bars. Let me pay your mama debt off.
Tyler. Tyler. You sitting with Tyler? I mean, Rosenberg, you should feel really proud. This is another superstar that started on Rosenberg's real late.
Yeah, he was really like that. There was people were into him. Kids were into him, but mainstream music wasn't playing Tyler when I went super hard. I am proud of that guy. I haven't talked to him very much in the last couple of years, but he's I talked to his team last week. I talked to his manager, Clancy. They've really done something special with him, and he's a genius. And we know the next step for him is going to be directing big movies. And I'm super happy. I haven't even gotten that much time with the album. Like I went through it once or twice, but then I was with my girl, you know, and she loves Doja Cat, so we gave Doja another run through.
Doja,
Which I don't know if I love this Doja Cat album as much as the last one. I need more time to spend with it. It was just more
the last one was more R&B.
And this is more pop?
Pop. This one feels a little bit more pop. Last one's a little bit more R&B. But check my conversation with Doja on Apple Music later on today. Also today, I'm super excited about this. The Zola movie. Everybody up on the Zola movie?
No. I am not.
You ain't up on that?
Nah, what's that?
You remember
Rosenberg, you don't remember this?
Zola.
So it's back 2015.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Twitter thread about the woman who went on a road trip with a stripper and got caught up in like some pimping stripper scandal, and she was tweeting about the whole thing, and everybody was like, is this real? Is this made up? Is it, what is this?
This sounds vaguely familiar.
And the woman's name is Azaia Wells. You know, this goes back, what, 6 years now?
Yeah, it was in 2015.
Yeah, man.
It was a Twitter thread, Rosenberg, that just blew up. It was just like the way she was tweeting about her experience. It was like we're all following like a script.
Right, and no one knew what was going on, whether it was real or not.
And it was super exciting.
Did it turn out to be real or not real?
I'm still confused on whether it was real or not real. I'm not quite sure.
She was on a road with a, you said pimp?
So it's about a road trip to Florida with an exotic dancer, a boyfriend, and a pimp, and it goes south.
How could it go south?
Well, you got to see the movie.
It would go south right away.
If you missed the Twitter thread from back 2015, a lot of people were excited about this. It was like the first time people were like, yo, you could write a whole story on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was trending. And then I think she got book deals or got and it's now it's turned into a movie. And this is her movie.
This is so dope.
From Twitter.
Her original handle is @_ZolarMoon.
Zola Moon.
But it's pretty dope.
When's it out, by the way?
It comes out today.
On streaming services?
Yep. And Laura, did you know that the director, I think the director is Guatemalan?
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah,
no.
Afro-Guatemalan and an Afro-Panamanian.
So cool.
Like, are the directors working on this film, or that worked on this film, but it's out today. So, yeah, definitely go check that out. Me and my lady super excited about it because it looks like a crazy story. The trailer looks crazy, too.
I haven't seen the trailer yet either. All right, I'm in. What service is it on?
I think it's in theaters. I don't know what service, though. I don't know if it's on services, too, or just in theaters, but I'm not sure. But Zola movie, go look for it. Coming up, The Gurus, Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial-free. Yo, you know what? This goes to...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
The Board of Elections here in New York City that released numbers from the election yesterday, but then had to take them back because said that there was a discrepancy.
Oh, Lord.
So people are like, yo, fam, we just started this ranked choice voting thing. Y'all releasing numbers too soon before they're actually...
Well, new things are likely to get messed up. That does happen.
It does, but it doesn't prevent.
Congratulations. No. You played yourself.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura @gmail.com. Where the squad gets together to uplift and heal.
That's right.
And guide you.
It's clean.
Through your problems.
It's the energy.
That's right, Shawnee.
Open the...
Burn some Palo Santo.
That's right. Open your chakras.
Rosenberg lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's in need.
Oh my God. It makes my head spin. You guys do this for so long.
Through the mouth.
You got, and by the way, audience, I need to apologize to y'all because the only reason they do this so long is because they know it annoys me.
That's how it started.
And
you see what I'm saying? So they're going to keep going because they know I'm like, yo,
Wusa.
Bruh, get to the segment, Wusa. Man. But nah, Wusa. Yo, they can't stop, man.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
That's right. That's right.
Almighty gurus. I just want to say Doja Cat and Tyler albums are cool. But it ain't that Rosenberg real late.
Yo.
That's that John Blaze, though.
Me.
Me and my lady been together for over 6 years.
Okay.
And we have a 3-year-old daughter together. Mm-hmm. And I have my 2 sons, 11 and 17, from previous relationship. During the quarantine, we decided it was best for her to move with me. The problem is, she thinks I rent the house we live in when I own the house. She pay half of the rent. By the way, this dude's lack of S's when it's necessary is it's really hard for me, but I'm fighting through
usage
it.
Problems, huh?
All right.
I want to come clean about the situation, and I feel like it's going to create a major problem. The reason why I didn't mention it is because when I used to tell females the truth from the beginning, I felt like they try to be with me for what I have and not me. Shawnee, put the lighter down. I can't burn this one because I love this woman.
Catwoman keeps the lighter.
Mistaken identity. Come on now.
Confusing the darker complected brothers, yo, on the program.
I don't burn nothing down.
Oh my God.
Trying to uplift you, brother.
Listen, my guy, why don't you... You said don't burn it down. How about you just... tell her that you in fact own the place.
So that's the end of the email?
Yeah, that's all.
That's it.
That's this is what happens when Rosenberg doesn't proofread.
I did proofread, actually. I did.
Jeez.
Well, it was a little short, but I don't like short. So.
Fam, he's worried about girls he dates knowing that he's a homeowner and that they're gonna want him. They're gonna want him for, bruh.
And he wants to know what he should do.
How nice is this home? I mean, talk about it.
Well, no, not even that. But, like, you're never going to get anywhere with anybody if there's this lack of trust that you have. So, if you're into having a serious relationship at some point and you think this is the person, then just say, hey, yo, I was afraid to let you know because I didn't know you that well and I didn't want you to, like, want me for my crib. But now that I know you better, I know you're a great person. I own this crib. Let's move on.
And I want to go back to what I said.
This must be a mini mansion.
And have her money ready to give it back to her in full.
Nah, she's
been paying half the rent this whole time.
No, he's been putting it towards the mortgage.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't, because she didn't know that. Well, he told her, hey, this is how much I rent. You got to pay half. There's that part that he conveniently circumvented, because he did mention that she pays half the rent.
Well, to your point, Cass, that would be nice for him to get the money back, but he can let her know, look, I've been putting it towards a mortgage. You need to pay half.
Maybe I should get the lighter.
Hold on.
Yeah, get the lighter. I'm not feeling about that.
Go ahead and just light it up.
But real quick, what's the difference?
I'm over it.
What's the difference between rent and mortgage? It's the same thing. It's still money he owes every month.
Right.
But it's not like he was ripping her off just because he's paying mortgage and not rent.
Well, he deceived her because she did. That's the biggest part. The deception is the biggest part.
And he lied. And the thing is,
he might own this house straight out. We don't even know that.
And the concept of, like, well, now that I know you better, now I want to let you. They have a 3-year-old child.
Oh, they do? I missed that
part.
So it's not new. It's not new.
It's a lot.
So it's like,
go ahead.
It's not.
I
should burn it for the first time. You can't burn it though. They got a kid.
They have a 3-year-old kid. He's been lying to her for at least 3 years.
Let me do the math. That would be at least 4 years.
At least 4 years. So he's played himself. Bro, you got to just come clean. Stop being a liar. That's the only solution here.
That's it. And stop being a liar. So says the gurus.
Right.
Oh, half her money, too.
I'm so over this one.
Half her money on deck.
Shawnee wasn't prepared.
Well, Debro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
He going to have her money on deck anyway after she leave, because he's going to have to pay for that kid anyway. So it's a good thing he's been stockpiling her rent payments.
Yeah, just come clean. She's gonna burn it down. She's gonna have the last.
Yeah,
yo, we need a new segment.
They might be able to make it through though.
Yeah, she
they might be able to make it.
What new segment?
We're Well, Cass wants to be the entire guru. Let's just call it what it is.
What are you talking about?
We need a segment where at the end of the guru, the drop plays, Cass gets his own music and tells everyone what the whole guru was. From the second the last word gets said, Cass is like, here's exactly what's happening. I see the entire thing. And then he decides whether he's burning it or not. He's his own guru.
He's his own.
This is a fact, but I was also right.
I'm not saying you were wrong. I'm just saying you're time.
He also was paying attention more than the rest of us.
That's a fact. So
I was paying more attention than the guy reading the email.
Exactly.
I was paying attention.
That's a fact.
Cass 1 actually helped y'all, so maybe he should just take over the segment.
I'm
just saying, you tried to isolate Cass 1. Really, he helped you.
Yo, I tried to prop him up and give him his own segment. Y'all turned this into a negative. I said, give him his own bed. But I can't get a goddamn word in edgewise. I was trying to say one thing. Cass was so on it that I just sat there and stared down. I was like, I'll just read my email like the email bitch boy that I am.
Right.
Oh, damn. My God.
What
you
just
wanted
happened
to read
here?
The emails.
Cass 1 has made Rosenberg feel like a bitch boy.
Damn. Without saying a word. What did I do?
Not saying a word.
You said a lot of words. You did say a lot of words. Without saying a word, you said a lot of words, man.
I've simply pointed out that they had a 3-year-old kid, and he's been lying to her for the whole time.
Well, and
he better have her money.
Well, the rent money.
He better have her money. That's all I said.
That was the whole time.
You know what, Rosenberg? You're right. I am the guru.
Wow.
You're right.
Yo. You guys are 97 right. Minutes commercial free. Laura Styles, what you got next?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I'll let you know about DMX's role in an upcoming film and how it will be finished. It's very interesting. Coming up, flashing lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, I have something very interesting when you get a chance that I need to fill you in on.
You want to do it now? Is the chance now?
Unless you have something else you want to talk about, I have something I got to tell you.
No, I was just going to just say, you know, with ranked choice voting and all the voting and on the news and on the cover of all the papers, the mayor race mayhem and the ballot bungle and, you know, everybody trying to act like the elections in the city are just
catastrophe.
Shambles.
Right.
I just wanted to say, everybody calm down. We're not even supposed to have the results until July 6th.
So yeah, who cares? Isn't this all much ado about nothing?
That's my point. I just wanted to provide context. So Shani and I were just talking about context, which is why yesterday I brought up the shooting numbers in the city being at like 490 as of May. Not good. Definitely not good.
But not the 90s.
But not 1993, where by May of the year 1993, we had 1,883.
Right.
All right, context matters.
Context matters. And then you factor in we just coming out of the pandemic and, you know, people being stuck inside and unemployment and there's everything else you're dealing with. Sometimes you got to stop and get context because you will start thinking that this thing is completely falling apart. Shawnee brought up, he was like, yo, I don't remember being it that bad. But he was like, yo, there was trash everywhere. He was like, yeah. But there were no trash cans.
Yeah, just in how dirty and grimy the city was back then when in 93 when it was considered the murder capital.
My parents,
New York City.
My parents always talked about the amount of dog ish on the street.
That was
a
thing.
Nobody picked up after their dog. And with the luxury of having on every single corner in New York City an actual garbage pail to put your garbage in.
Garbage can.
There was no place to put your garbage.
So, of course, it was trash.
You tossed it on the street. You weren't putting it in your pocket, and you weren't waiting till you got home.
That's
so
crazy.
You tossed it out your car.
Think about what that does mentally to you if you just see your city as a place where you can just throw garbage on the ground.
You finish your cheese doodles, you drop the bag. Where were you putting it?
Right.
There was no garbage anywhere.
Right, right, right.
Same thing with the dog doodle. He was picking it up to what?
To bring it where?
To bring it where?
There's no trash can outside.
Right.
And now those trash cans are refilled. They're emptied a couple times a day, it feels like.
Right.
So sometimes it helps to have context is my point. That's all I wanted to say. And what did you want to say?
So have you got... You're going to be very into this.
Okay, here we go.
As someone who... No, it's not. But it's interesting. As someone who watched like the LeVar Ball thing play out and like you had your natural... You know, just felt a
support
level...
Support the black man.
Support the black
man supporting his sons in any way he
right.
can.
And like, even though he's crazy, I'm supporting the guy.
That's right.
So I just thought you'd enjoy, on the flip side, the story that's slowly sort of emerging about the Jets' new quarterback's mom.
Not up on it.
Who's a white lady who her political leanings appear to be right, and she did a lot of social media cleaning around draft time. Definitely had some, like, COVID mask thoughts. She puts out videos where she's screaming at Disney World about them making her wear a mask.
Oh, she's one of those.
And hold on, though. And everyone's kind of been like, all right, she's sort of young-looking, borderline attractive, like people are talking about that. This weekend, the video comes out. Two videos come out. She had a wedding for her daughter, I guess Zach Wilson's sister. She put out a video angrily yelling at someone who stole her bag at her daughter's wedding.
Stole her purse or like her gift?
Purse. Oh, her purse. Okay. At her wedding. And she's cursing on it and talking trash. And then there's another video that comes out from the wedding of her throwing down on the dance floor. So crazy. And
was it good though?
No, it was it was like right, you were like, oh, is this gonna be? No, this is a white woman on social media who needs to calm down. I posted on my Twitter yesterday. And it's just gonna be a very interesting story to watch because he is the starting quarterback of a team in the number one media market in the world who has not had an all-time great quarterback since Joe Namath 50 years ago. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out with a mom who clearly enjoys the spotlight and is out there saying craziness on social media. So I just wanted to give you the preview now to watch how this unfolds because it's like the...
Well, see, but her antics aren't in support of her son. They're just antics.
Correct.
LeVar Ball was making a name for the family to highlight his sons.
And he turned out to be crazy like a fox. The whole thing worked out. You know what I'm saying? As crazy as he seemed... Well, first of all, LaMelo is one of the best players in the NBA. So he was dead right about two out of the three. Certainly LaMelo. Lonzo's pretty good, too.
That's right.
And they now all have lucrative deals. Everyone's doing great.
And guess who we don't hear from
anymore?
And
we don't hear from LaVar Ball anymore. So he was, like I said, crazy like a fox. He had a plan the whole time.
But see, I don't think this is the same at all. This woman is just wow.
But that's my point. So I'm curious to see how people treat a white parent of an athlete who is not even really doing anything for their kid is just wild. Let's see how this plays out.
You're sitting waiting to see if she gets a pass, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Versus media was attacking LeVar Ball.
Correct. And not just attacking, though, embracing him, too. I mean, people were handing him a microphone whenever he wanted to talk as well.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. And then also just to see, Don said something crazy on the K-Show yesterday. Don was like, yo, imagine if this is how she's acting after the Jets had a conversation about we need you to keep a low profile. This may be her low profile version. We don't know. So just something to keep an eye on as we get closer to football season here in New York.
Listen, ever since the Jets, what was the guy that used to wear the construction hat and lead the Jets chant? What was his name?
Fireman.
Man.
What's a fireman's name?
My point is, whatever his name is, shout to you. The Jets needed a new mascot, and it sounds like it's Zach Wilson.
Laura, here, let me show you. Let me show you. You can review his mom's dancing. Here we go.
Let me see. Oh. Oh.
She looking back at it? She have any rhythm?
I mean,
so not terrible so far, but then Laura takes a nasty step.
Does she drop it like it's hot? She drop down to get her eagle on?
It's one of those things where she's like doing a really basic two-step, and then she gets really excited and just tries to, go a little extra. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yo, Laura went, let's get to flashing light. Sounds like the Jets have a new mascot.
Laura Styles.
Hey, she got a little slide, a little two, a little slide, a little two. Hey.
So DMX will appear in an upcoming film called Dog Man in CGI.
Yo, Zach Wilson's mom was watching too much 98 Degrees. She definitely was at an NSYNC concert or too many. She's
having fun, though.
She going
she's definitely
in.
Having she fun, in. But she thinks she's Britney Spears.
Facts.
All right, it's called Dog Man, Laura?
Dog Man. So he started to film the movie, you know, obviously when he was alive, but to finish it off, they're going to use kind of like the same thing they did with Paul Walker in Furious 7, a whole CGI situation to finish off his role.
Do we know how big a role it was?
Uh-uh. From what I'm reading, I can't tell, but I don't know. It could be interesting. I feel weird about the whole CGI stuff. I don't know.
You got to do what you got. You don't want the movie to not come out, though.
Right.
So I'm comfortable with it. Like, obviously, it's irrelevant what I think. It's his friends and family. But if he made a movie that could make money for his family, that they want to do well, that he already did a lot of the work on, I think you want to do whatever you can do to finish it.
For sure.
It's not and like he wasn't on board with the movie. He read the script.
I think everything that we're seeing with DMX, the tribute Swizz Beatz did at the BET Awards, the album, what we're doing at Summer Jam for DMX, memorializing him and remembering him is deserved and necessary. And I think even a movie like this continues that legacy, right? Like, DMX was massive.
I forgot how many movies he did.
Yeah.
And you also forgot that he was like a pretty good actor, actually. Like, naturally, I don't know how much work he did at it, but he seemed to be a good actor. Yeah. And he got big to the point that I think we were watching Exit Wounds or Cradle to the Grave, one of the other movies he did that was not Romeo Must Die. Yo, he got big to the point that he had Drag On in the movie as his right-hand man.
That's right.
I was like, yo, this happened? Yo, he got Drag On as one of the leading parts of this movie?
You forget, man. You forget.
It's amazing what he did.
In other news, House Party is getting a reboot.
I've heard about this many times. It's LeBron's company, no?
Yes, with Melvin Gregg, Rotimi, DC Youngfly, and Alan Maldonado.
I'm here for it.
So, you know, I saw a couple of mixed feelings about this. But look, it's LeBron James and Maverick Carter. They're the ones producing it. And also, the script comes from, it says, from Emmy-nominated Atlanta duo Stephen Glover and Jamal Allori. That's Donald Glover's brother.
Correct. So Donald's brother's very talented.
They have all the right people.
This has potential.
So they're going to take it serious.
Yeah, this has potential. And it's some funny people. And, all of these films, even when we were loving them, like House Party and all those things, you know what I mean? It was part of the culture. It was youth culture. It was fun. You know what I mean? I think same thing here.
Listen,
why not?
And everyone's allowed to have mixed feelings on these movies until you see it. Because everyone cares so much about the original one.
Well, here's I want to make a promise. If you are 45, 46 like me and you lived House Party, like you remember it was a big deal, and you think you're going to get the same feeling from the reboot.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
You can't relive your youth.
And it's not even really for
you. It's not for you. It's for the 22s and 23s.
They're doing it again so those people can enjoy that
man.
Story.
Let them have their thing.
It's your flashing light report. The time is 8:59. High of 97 degrees. Rain possible later today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
ESPN's own Rosenberg, what are your thoughts on, or do you have information on Giannis' injury last night at the Bucks-Hawks?
They're saying it's a hyperextension. It looked like at the time he was finished. When he hit the ground and held his knee, and that Atlanta crowd got silent. And that's the road team. I mean, he's on the Bucks. They got signed. I thought his season was over. And I was like, damn, Giannis out of the playoffs is trash. Then he started walking it off a little bit. Now they're saying hyperextension. So could
now you
he
made
be back
a good point
game?
Earlier bringing up that the Bucks were down against Atlanta in Atlanta, and the Hawks did not have Trae Young on the floor.
Yeah, and they were down when Giannis was still playing. They were down the whole game. And then Giannis went out and they really fell apart. Giannis was just starting to pick it up when he got hurt. But yeah, I can't believe Atlanta beat them without Trae Young. I felt like Trae Young's been the entire team. It's amazing Lou how these players step up, bro.
Lou Williams. That dude is nice. That dude, he doesn't get his props. Lou Williams is nice.
Wayne Clint Capella is nice. Capella, and, yeah. And Herter is nice.
And Kate Collins is nice. They got some pieces.
Yo, they really do. The Hawks make you realize that you don't need a quote-unquote super team to at least make a deep run. They're not a super team. They have one superstar and a bunch of good players. And they're in there.
All right, Rosenberg, guess celebrity birthdays. Drum roll. This is big. This is big.
Okay, you're always...
This is your guy.
Off by.
I mean, you guys work together. You guys were co-workers.
Oh, I'm Mr. Off by One. Let's see how I do. Okay.
Today, we say happy birthday to the great Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Oh, it is. It is Mike's birthday today.
How old is Mike Tyson, Rosenberg?
Mike is 55.
Whoa!
Whoa! Love you, Mike. You know it's love always, Mike. That's my guy.
Wow.
Let's go. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Number one
for hip hop.
Hot 97.
Number one
for hip hop.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
step swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?